What is a miracle? A miracle is a supernatural act of God over and above the natural laws of earth. Or, in other words, some action that is supernatural or non-worldly in nature is incapable of being done by an ordinary human. One of the reasons Jesus performed these miracles was to instill a belief of the gospel in people by displaying his power. When you think of miracles, which one comes to mind? Do you think of Jesus walking on the water? Because that's one I chose. This miracle, turn with me to Matthew 14, verses 22 to 33. This miracle can also be found in the books of Mark and Luke, but I'll be pulling verses about Peter's role from Matthew's account. The occurrence of Jesus walking on the water happened in the third and final year of Jesus' ministry. It also directly followed the feeding of the 5,000, another popular miracle. Because of this, Jesus had a lot of people he had to deal with. The majority of these multitudes wanted to make Jesus their king, according to Luke's account. Jesus knew that he wasn't meant to become king then, so he sent them all away. Before rejoining with his disciples, however, Jesus went up on the mountain to pray alone. Last time we see Jesus doing this was the night before he named his 12 apostles. In Mark 6:48, it says that Jesus saw his disciples struggling at sea around the fourth watch of the night. In our time, that'd be around 3 or 6 in the morning. The disciples, believing him to be a ghost on the water, became afraid. But Jesus reassured them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid," as you see in Matthew 14, verse 27. Peter then called to Jesus and began to walk out in the water to him. Eventually, though, Peter's eyes began to wander to the stormy sea around him, and he became afraid. Once his focus left Jesus, Peter began to sing, calling to Jesus, "Lord, save me," in Matthew 14, verse 30. This is also known as the shortest prayer in the Bible, being only 3 words. Jesus pulled Peter out of the water and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" as you see in verse 31. Once the two of them returned to the boat, the storm immediately calmed and the wind ceased. The disciples were amazed and they praised Jesus as the Son of God. Each of Jesus' miracles was not only purposed to mean something in the lives of those who witnessed it, but also to be meaningful for Jesus himself. Many were astounded by the feeding of the 5,000, but Jesus' disciples walked away from it almost completely unfazed. In this miracle, Jesus wanted to strengthen and emphasize the importance of faith for his disciples, especially since in Mark 6:52, it says that, "For they had not understood about the loaves because their heart was hardened." Jesus also performed this miracle to validate his ultimate power. Some of his disciples had been fishermen, so they understood and knew the tendencies of the Sea of Galilee like the back of their hands, and a huge part of their livelihood. Jesus demonstrated his power over the waters to have a greater influence over his disciples. So how does this apply to us? There are 2 ways we can relate this event to our lives today. The first is the disciples struggled during the storm. They were in a situation where their only hope of escape was Jesus. In Mark 6:48, it says that Jesus could see his disciples struggling out at sea. He could see them even from the top of a mountain when his disciples were 3 to 4 miles out to sea, so out of eyeshot from shore, during a massive storm and around 3 or 6 in the morning, right before dusk when it's darkest. For an ordinary human, that's literally impossible to see anything, much less a boat out to sea. But because of Jesus' power, he knew and understood when his disciples were in trouble and needed him. Jesus can always see us when we are struggling. And if you read with me 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, it says, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." So we see Jesus can always see us. And in Psalm 46:1, I'll read that one for you. It says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble," showing that Jesus will always be there to help us when we need him. The second instance in this miracle that we can relate to was Peter's actions while walking on the water. No, we can't actually walk on water like Peter did, but we can relate to his actions and behaviors while he was on the water. When Peter first walked out, he could stand without sinking because he had faith and he was focusing on Jesus. But the moment he started to focus on his own fear and the storm around him, he began to sink. If we have a strong faith and focus on Jesus and his example, we will float or prosper. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," showing that God will always be there to strengthen us and help us in our faith. In Matthew 6, verses 25 to 34, it basically says to not worry and to trust Jesus to help us in whatever our trials are. But on the other hand, if we have a weak faith or focus more on our trials, we will sink like Peter did. Looking back at Jesus' reasoning for performing miracles, we see that he wanted to teach and integrate a stronger faith in his disciples. We know that Christ put this miracle in the Bible for our own benefit as well. So the question is, how do you take this lesson on and act on it yourself? Will you grow stronger and float, or will you refuse to hear it and sink? Thank you.